It didn't seem to be so embarrassing as it did with his bull. I don't know why.
Okay, all right. And now the animals that you get pork from are?
They're hogs.
All right. And the male is called a?
Sow.
That's the female now, right? The female.
Yeah, the boars.
All right. Now, did you use that term in presence of women?
Not much.
Say boar? What would you say?
We'd say male hog.
All right. Now, if you didn't want a hog to grow up to be a boar, a male hog...
You're castrated.
All right. And what would it become then? It wouldn't be a boar, it'd be a...
You mean it had been castrated?
Yeah.
We'd say male hog, I guess.
If it had been castrated?
Let's see, what did they call them?
Well, there are a lot of words that people use. I just wanted the one you'd use. Some people call them rigs, and some people call them stags, and some people call them bars, some people call them...
Bars, what we use.
Okay. And then
you see, if he wasn't castrated, he's a boar, and if you castrate him, he's a bar.
Uh-huh, a boar and a bar, okay. The stiff hairs on a hog's neck are...
Bristles.
And these two big things they have are out of their mouth.
You mean at the end of his nose?
No, the things that... They're not teeth exactly. But they're
what Turch says, yeah.
Yeah. And the things they eat out of in the...
Trough.
Yeah, and just one would be just one...
One trough.
Yeah. Do they have any wild hogs around here at all?
I think they have some down in Middle Tennessee.
None around Jonesboro. The sound the calf makes being weaned.
He bawls.
And the sound the cow makes at feeding time.
He moves around.
All right, and the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
He whinkers.
No.
Whinkers.
Winkers?
Whinkers. Whinkers.
Okay. But did you ever say wicker too, or just... Or knicker?
Well, some use knickers. Mm-hmm. What's your horse a knickering so much down there, we'd say?
People around here?
Yeah.
But you also use winker?
Whinkers.
Whinkers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you're going to feed, you're going to give the animal their food. You'd say, I'm going to go feed the...
Cattle or horses.
All right. And if you're talking about chickens and ducks together, you might say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
Fowls.
All right, and a hen sitting on an egg would be called a...
Sitting hen.
And then the small thing that you might use to transport chickens around in. And then a bone that children like to pull, a chicken bone.
Mm-hmm. And then break it.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I can't call that name right now, but I used to buy poultry years ago.
Uh-huh.
I bought chickens and ducks and
everything
in Jonesboro, one day out of the week.
Uh-huh.
Thigh bone, is it?
Well, this is sometimes they call it a pulley bone, a wishbone.
Pulley bone and wishbone.
Yeah.
Either one.
Now, are there any superstition connected with that you remember?
I've heard them, but I forgot.
Okay. Now, do you have a general term for the edible insides of a pig or calf? All the insides?
You mean the eatable part?
Yeah.
Well, we call it, it's all along a hog, we call it, let's see. What is that? I can't call it right.
Oh, well, the one thing I was thinking about is the thing that the hog's intestines, some people eat them, some people don't.